Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Dress Down Day. Happy Dress Down Day, Leanna.
Happy Dress Down Day, Eric.
I'm very excited today.
You are.
Very.
You are.
This is a day. This is how Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone. He goes, this is a day that I've been working on for the past, I don't even know how many years, but pretty much the past 6 years. For those of you who listen to this podcast, and we love you so much, and I just want to thank you for being part of it, because it has been a sloppy start, to say the least. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what we're doing over here.
I mean, I don't know if it's we as much as I'm, you know, alone in this room with just a flashlight looking for outlets, and you're like, are you done yet?
Exactly. You know what you're doing. I have no
I'm
idea.
I'm busting balls.
I'm just here to, you know.
I'm busting balls, honey. Please, please, relax.
All right, anyway.
So it's been a sloppy start because I've been trying to figure out a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of podcasts have producers. They go to a studio. Me and you are like hermits. I don't like to go nowhere. I don't like to see nobody. I don't like to do nothing. I like to be home with my lovely wife. Mm-hmm. And I like to do our own thing. I like to be in control. And I like to learn about technology. I'm just trying to give a little backstory just for the listeners. I've been trying to get this to be like a podcast that I've been trying to make it for a long time, but that requires technology, equipment, experience, knowledge.
Money,
especially for the YouTube audience. I just feel like it's been slacking and it's been like half-assed. And we went from two cameras to one and like, if you watch
a studio to a couch,
yeah,
to a hotel.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're still going to have those episodes because we travel so much. But in terms of the experience of a podcast, I've always wanted to have like, so if we ever like watch something online, this is something that people don't know. I'll give you guys a little backstory or behind the scenes. When you watch a podcast online, like that's, either they have a professional studio or they have a lot of people behind the scenes working, or it's done in post-production. Like if you watch the first few episodes of this podcast on YouTube, we go online, I have to edit that after the fact. I have to sync the audio. I have to ask Leanna to remember to record her screen. I have to get the audio from the computer independent. So like if you and your friends are recording a podcast, you hold microphones, you play something on your laptop, you can't hear that. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things going on, but I finally found, I don't know what, it was kind of a blessing in disguise because we were on Staten Island, we had to record a podcast and I forgot my recorder and then we found it, but you know, our lives are chaos. So we found the recorder, but in the meantime, I bought one from Best Buy and I didn't really like it. Actually we did a podcast with it. I did the sound. So I started researching again and apparently last year or like maybe 2 years ago, the technology has gotten a lot better. And for someone like me, I don't want to have 30 fucking things. I would try to have like a one-stop shop. So basically, I bought this thing that can do everything at once. So right now, we have like a real studio setup. So if you're watching on YouTube and we want to go on Safari and we want to Google something, I press this button, Leanna, watch this. We are on Safari.
Wow.
We're on Google. We have the internet at our fingertips.
You have to be watching this to understand what you're talking about.
Correct. You have to be watching it. But if you're listening, it doesn't matter. If you're listening and we talk about a video, you'll still hear the video. Mm. We'll still be explaining it for you. But mm-hmm. if you want to watch, you want a visual representation.
A visual experience.
Yeah, especially if I want to make clips for TikTok or if I want to do all that shit. I feel like this is where the podcast is really going to start. Mm. Like the first year of doing this was me figuring out what the fuck I was doing and not very well. So another huge thing I'm excited about is when you remember like listening to like Z100 as a kid or Hot 97, mm-hmm. and they'd have sounds in their broadcast.
Yes.
From the top of the Empire State, right? That all mm-hmm. that stuff. When I was a kid, it was always be Funk Master Flex. Interrupting a song uh-huh. with a bomb or an air horn, mm-hmm. we can do that now.
Which was very annoying, I have to say.
You thought he was annoying. Imagine when I'm behind the controls. So right now it's like, Leanna, I got an announcement to make. New York City. So.
What were you saying the other day?
I swear to God, New York City. New York City, I swear to God. 50 minutes of fucking funk. So I have. I'm very excited about it.
I'm gonna come.
I have all these little. I have all all these fun, you know, cues.
And I'm gonna come.
Instant Whitney.
Nice.
You know, I got some
sex. We had sex.
Right?
I had sex with her. I had sex with Jan.
So I'm really excited. I think that this podcast is going to start becoming what I really want it to be, which is a show, a good show. Mm-hmm. And I think I was painted into a corner with the previous situation because I kept getting too serious. And we kept bringing up things, but I just want to listen to nobody cares. Eric, you're not a psychologist. I mean, I'm still going to go there.
But you are a serious guy.
I am a serious guy, but I'm saying, like, I'd rather have the information at my fingertips. And I'd rather be able to figure it out.
Rather than us just saying things and being like, we have no idea what we're talking about.
And we
about.
Google it, but then it's like, fuck, I didn't record the screen. It just, I mean, just wanted to give our listeners a little bit of a background. Mm-hmm. Having said that, how are you doing, honey? Happy, we are.
Belated Thanksgiving.
We are fully, full steam ahead going to Christmas.
Yes.
Are we not?
We're in the Christmas spirit over here. There's no doubt about it.
So we did something very fun. Was it yesterday? 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
We got Leanna's very first Christmas tree.
My first real living, it's dead, but a real Christmas tree.
It's drinking water. It's taking a lot of the water.
I guess you're right.
Is that good or bad when it drinks the water? You're going to like the way you
probably
look.
Good. It's probably thirsty.
So she's thirsty.
And she's still drinking, yeah.
So we got it on Black Friday.
We did.
Which...
And it did not come with any Black Friday deals.
No.
I'm just going to say that.
No. I never realized... Go ahead. No, what were you going to say?
I didn't know Christmas trees were this expensive.
I don't remember them being. I thought when I was a kid, you go to the Staples parking lot, $19.99.
What? No way. You used to pay $20?
I mean, I'm 32. I mean, we're talking about 1996. I mean, that was almost 30 years ago.
I was thinking 50, $60.
They used to be.
I mean, we spent...
What did we spend?
I think... Well, we got the stand. We needed a new stand.
Because we needed a stand.
Well, we used to have a fake tree.
Correct.
When we moved to California, we bought a fake tree that was like $50. In Target.
I don't even know if it was that
much. This year we took it out, put it up, and we were like, oh my God, this is the saddest thing I've ever seen. Yeah. So we're like, all right, let's get a real one. I never had a real Christmas tree.
Here's the compromise, folks. If you're a married couple, I believe in compromise. Mm-hmm. I believe both parties should leave disappointed, right?
Okay.
So my family.
Happy. Why not happy? Both parties should leave happy.
Yeah, okay, but that's not the definition of a compromise. Is a good compromise is you lose a little, I lose a little.
Okay.
It shouldn't be me getting my way. It shouldn't be you getting your way. Mm-hmm. It should be we're a married couple.
We did a whole podcast on this, I think, last Christmas.
My family got a real tree, colorful lights.
And I got a fake tree, white lights. Couldn't be more opposite.
Uh-huh. Some would say divorce.
So the compromise was we get a real Christmas tree with white lights. Beautiful compromise.
Gotta say,
I'm a big fan of it because,
yeah.
I mean, growing up, I never really thought, man, I wish I got a real tree because I didn't know anyone who got a real tree. But I liked that your family got a real tree. Mm-hmm. I liked the whole going out to the parking lot. When we first started dating, we went and chopped down the tree. Kind of cute, not necessary.
Gotta say, I think we probably brought this up last year, but yeah. So just really, really quickly. My whole life, I remember going to the parking lot.
Yeah.
Literally Staples in Port Richmond, where I grew up. Mm-hmm. And then, or going to like some fucking under the overpass in Brooklyn with my grandma. Never did the farm. My mom swears we did. We never did. Mm-hmm. Then when I was like 12, she started this weird tradition with like my aunts or whatever, and we'd go to this farm in New Jersey. Mm. My dad's flipping out because you have to cut it. They charge you $120. It's a lot. It's expensive. It's like, yeah. I didn't know a real tree was more costly. I guess I should have. But I'm still thinking it's fucking 1997. I'm going to get a tree for $19.99.
No.
You know, in back of Sears at the Staten Island Mall.
I think it was maybe $100.
Yeah.
Or maybe like $120.
I think it was $100, and then the stand was like $60.
Yeah, yeah.
But
a lot of money. And then if you, I mean, the stands is a one-time purchase, but So you're going to spend $100 on a Christmas tree every year.
Yeah.
In 5 years, that fake tree is paid for. And that's if you get a really nice one for like $500.
Honestly, I don't know, honey. You know what? Let's go to the Goog because I'm excited to use my new toy. And let's see how many feet Christmas tree do you think people like? What's like, I'll put like
eight foot.
That might be big for people. 8 foot Christmas tree. I remember we wanted to buy your mom one year before mm-hmm. I was working. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to buy your mom a Christmas tree. I remember them being this expensive. Look, $1,600.
That's crazy though.
$1,600.
I think they range from about maybe six to 1,000 for a really nice one.
I gotta see him in person. I don't know.
You know, you go to Costco's, you get a nice deal. You get a nice 8 footer. The lights change colors from color to white, and you could spend $600, which I think is pretty good.
Yeah, but I don't know. Have you in person? You've seen those?
Yeah.
All right. The ones that I remember them being really expensive. But anyway, yeah, it's to me that is Christmas. Mm-hmm. Going out in the cold, my dad screaming because mm-hmm. we're not holding it straight. I mean, I was yelling at you yesterday. It was a Christmas tradition.
It was a Christmas miracle. it is a nice thing, and I thought about like I said, we did it. I think when we first started dating, we went and chopped it down with your whole family. It was a nice family activity. For sure. And then after that, I think me and you would just go with your parents to the parking lot. Or just like we would go get it.
Yeah.
But I like that as a nice little family tradition to like add into my family. So like I was thinking it'll be nice when we have kids to do that together.
Of course.
Yeah.
What? Oh, you mean like go chop it down?
Yeah, no. Just go get a Christmas tree, like a real Christmas tree, rather than going to the attic and taking it down.
Honey, that wasn't even an option. We were doing that. So.
No.
I was like pro. I was pro fake for a while because it was so easy. But, you know, I'm really happy that we did that, you know. And definitely when you have kids, I think it'd be a lot of fun. Sorry, I got to shut my email off here.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, we got
a nice noble fur.
Yes.
You were trying to sell me a Douglas fir.
Frasier fir.
Are you positive?
I'm positive because I kept thinking yesterday. I was like, okay, I got to remember it's the show Frasier. That's the one I like. Douglas fir, the needles are like a little weird. They're a little too thin. They mm-hmm. could be a little itchy. Frasier fir are the ones where like I think most fake trees are modeled after. You can pull on like the things and they're soft. You know, like the branch with all the leaves. Leaves. What the fuck are they called? The bristles? Needles?
Needles.
And you go like this. You stroke them. Mm-hmm. They get stroked nice, honey. And they're soft. You pluck that off. You smell that. You think you died and went to Mrs. Claus's panties in those. It smells like Christmas.
Okay. So does the one we have. So does the noble.
It is. But I'm telling you why I love Frasier's.
Okay.
I never knew. I didn't know noble fir was a thing. I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, now you do.
And now noble is what we shall do.
Except a great woman in your life. You get. I think our tree's dying.
By the way, this morning all the ornaments look like they were falling off. So we don't know what we're doing yet.
We might have gotten it too early, and now we're going away for a week. So it's definitely going to be dead.
Listen, honey, it's
and
already I bought
a gorgeous poinsettia. It's going to be dead by the time we get back.
That poinsettia is dead. What was I going to say? I completely forgot. Anyway, what else is going on? We have a lot of I have a lot of good things to talk about here. I wanted to see your opinion on Black Friday. Did you buy anything?
No.
Nothing.
So Black Friday kind of doesn't exist anymore.
Correct.
They start the Black Friday deals the week of Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. that the beginning of the week, and then it goes into Cyber Monday. So it's not just one day. Now you're getting like a week and a half of deals. So we don't need the designated day. I didn't have to designate any shopping to the day. Mm. Plus, as we know, the deals these days are garbage. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. In a way, it's kind of good because there is no more trampling.
That's true.
Which I always wept. I always wept for mankind when you'd see someone getting, you know, carjacked for a Tickle Me Elmo, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm trying to say? Like, it was sad to see like the scene in Jingle All the Way when they're running for the balls, and it's mm-hmm. like it is disgusting how Americans how disgusting we become from materialistic things. We're getting your kid the right thing. It is sad.
Leaving Thanksgiving dinner early.
Making people work on Thanksgiving. Like, it's sad.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But another thing, it's like, I have been, once you give, so this is like kind of like where sex addicts come from. You know, once you start, once you go down this path of like anal or something, I mean, you can't, you're going to have to want anal forever. You know, once it's on the menu, your husband's going to think it's on the menu.
Okay.
So when you tell the public, if you get here at 3 a.m, you're going to get this 80-inch screen TV for $6. Mm-hmm. You're going to expect that every year, right?
Yes.
So one time, I feel that way about outlets. Outlets aren't even outlets anymore.
They're a scam.
Remember when we went to the Pendleton outlet? We were like, we're going to get an $800 blanket for $6. And we go there and it's like 15% off. I'm like, this is an outlet.
Yeah.
Which, it ruined me. Because now when I go to an outlet, if I go to a Nike town, like an outlet, and I'm like, if I find Jordans and they're not $17, I'm like, this isn't an outlet. Mm-hmm. You know? I even get fucked up with like TJ Maxx when I go to like, we go to like Marshalls or something. I'm like, if these mugs that we got, we'll get into the spode in a minute. But if I saw these at Macy's and they were like $30, I'd be like, all right, that's not bad. Mm-hmm. But if I saw them at Marshall's, I'm like, they want $7 for these? You're Marshall's, right? Don't you expect everything at Marshall's to be free?
Yes. If it's over $7.99, what are we doing?
It's like, who are you kidding?
Seriously.
This is TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
You're not fucking, you know, you're not Bloomingdale's.
I'm not paying $10.99. Are they insane? I totally agree.
When in reality, it's like, it should be the opposite. We should be so happy they're cheaper and we should be looking at Macy's like, who the fuck do you think you are? But for some reason, we are the way we are.
Also, here's the sad truth of just like getting older. And this is with Black Friday, like any deals. Well, I mean, there's a couple of things I want to say. First things first, when it comes to online shopping, and like discounts, it's like I can get a discount. I don't know if we've talked about this, but then if they're charging me shipping, like I don't want to pay it.
Yeah, we all feel that way,
right?
Yeah.
And then another,
especially because Amazon,
we're so spoiled with Amazon. It's crazy.
It's really bad.
Another thing is, it's like if we need something, we just buy it. Mm. We don't have to wait a specific day when it's like 10% off or 15% off or wait for Christmas. Like anything we want throughout the year, we can just buy.
Yeah.
So like none of these shopping days are special anymore.
I think because of Amazon. Remember when we used to say to each other, I think we even said it like this week, like, oh, I'm getting, do you need anything from Amazon? As if it makes a difference. I order things from Amazon throughout the day because of free shipping. Mm-hmm. Like I ordered this thing. Then later on, I realized I needed a headphone jack. I ordered that. Mm-hmm. And then I ordered an HDMI cable. And it's always free shipping.
Yeah.
So it's never like you need to like justify the package, right? Mm-hmm. And then with Macy's, we just bought something. And it's like, oh, I got to buy something more because I got to get the free shipping.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's probably why. It's probably Amazon's fault. Ruining everybody and fucking making us all be whores.
Another thing with that too shopping. Is like when you buy from a regular website, mm-hmm. you gotta wait like weeks to get it.
I ordered something. I don't even know where I ordered it from. I feel like I ordered it 6 years ago. Where? What the fuck did I just order?
Oh, the pants?
What pants?
Was it the black pants?
Oh my God.
I thought about that.
Where are those? Oh my, babe, I ordered those more than a week ago.
I know. I thought about that yesterday because an ad came up, these pants from this website.
Where are those
the
pants?
The website came up yesterday, like an ad. And I was like, oh my God, he ordered pants from here like 3 weeks ago.
I completely forgot I ordered those, babe. I totally forgot. I hope they get here by the time we leave. They're probably not even going to get
probably
here.
Probably not. When you order from a regular website, that's it. You got to wait 3 weeks to get it. It's ridiculous.
That is fucking nuts. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I completely forgot about that. I was thinking of something else that I ordered.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you're a shopaholic. I mean,
I have a problem.
We can't keep up with you.
Anyway.
Anyone else's significant others who are male, do they shop more than you ladies? Because mine does.
Yeah.
You have a problem.
I mean, there's just...
You know what though? It's not a bad thing when you care about money and money controls your life, I think that's a problem.
Definitely.
And you don't really let money control your life.
No, absolutely
which
not.
Which is good.
I've been practicing an abundance life mindset, mm-hmm. which I'm trying. But the things I when I buy things, it's those pants I bought were $20. It's not, they're really not.
Yeah, but when you buy five pairs of them, I mean.
The only things that I buy that are like expensive. This shit is all, this is all tax.
I'm kidding.
Tax write offable, honey. Don't listen. I know how to fucking, you know. Anyway, we are full blown. That's it. Day after Thanksgiving, you might as well put Jingle Bells in your ass because that's it. I wanted to ask you this. I read this earlier.
Mm.
Can you guess how much money Mariah Carey has made from All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Oh my God.
It blew me away. I mean, I knew this.
Well, I'm going to do the Leanna thing.
Leanna's going to guess $7.6 billion.
No, but I was going to guess a billion.
Okay, well, that's just fucking, I don't even know what to tell you.
I mean.
Okay, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You makes around $2.5 million every year.
Okay.
She has made more than $72 million just from this one song. I thought 72 was pretty impressive, but according to my wife,
72 a seems billion. Low.
She wrote this song 30 years ago. It's one song.
But think about how much it plays throughout the year.
I know, but this isn't
it's
the
90s. It's playing right now in a million stores.
True. That's funny. It's playing right now on at least 10,000 devices right at this second.
At least!
Probably more than that. What am I saying?
10,000 seems low.
Yeah. But that's like less than a penny each time it's streamed. Each time it's strummed.
We met the guy who was he? He helped Mariah Carey write songs. I think he helped her write All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah. It's a comedian. It's her husband. Her husband, his name is Walter. Where the fuck? Let's go to here.
He wrote songs.
His name is Walter, however the fuck you would say that. He's a really sweet guy. He loves me. He really loves my comedy. He came to a show and he was telling me how much he loved me. He's a sweetheart. He wrote, let's see, where the fuck
all,
is this?
I think he wrote All I Want for Christmas Is You
yes,
with her.
He did. He helped write that song.
We met
so
this
he's
guy.
He's got to be. We were in the presence of a very rich man.
Yes. He wrote. So wait. He helped her write. So if she
he
made,
co-wrote a lot of songs with her, like Hero. Yeah. And a lot of huge songs.
So if she made $72 million,
I don't know. I mean, obviously, she makes more, but he's making something.
But he had to make like at least 10%.
He's making something for sure. Yeah.
And that's one
song.
That's
just sitting home.
That's one song. Exactly.
One of her songs.
One of her songs, and he's wrote many with her. I mean, this guy's got to be filthy.
You know, babe,
rich.
When we were living in LA, when I would go with my parents and we would like drive around Beverly Hills and we'd hear about this is someone so and so's house, I'd be like, how does this person have so much money? Mm-hmm. I haven't heard of them in 20 years. Musicians? Think about how much money like Coldplay makes just because of the legacy of their songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Bruce Springsteen. Billy Joel. Like we didn't start the fires playing somewhere right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Many places, like we said, like that's fucking nuts.
Also, I thought you were going to say this, which is like if you saw this guy walking on the street.
That's the best life there is.
You would never know. Like know. This guy wrote All I Want for Christmas Is You. Like what?
That's fucking crazy.
When I worked in the biz, the restaurant biz, so many, I mean, it was in the heart of West Hollywood in a very popular street. There was probably so many people who came in there that just had these like crazy stories that you would have no idea because they're just regular people like
definitely.
Behind the scenes.
For sure. And they're not the ones with the Ferraris. They're not the ones with the fucking purple sparkly Bugatti.
Yeah.
They're the ones driving like a fucking Audi or maybe a Porsche truck and they have actual money, which was something I showed you the other day, which is an interesting Twitter thread, which was like money screams, wealth whispers. It was a Twitter thread that I found about like people who really want you to know they have money mm-hmm. versus people who actually have money.
Yes.
Like that black t-shirt that Elon Musk is wearing, you don't know, costs $4,000 because it's made from crescent moon dust.
Yeah.
I don't fucking
know. If they have a bag that has the Louis Vuitton monogram all over it, they most likely don't have that much money.
Correct.
It's the person with the plain black handbag.
They had enough money at one time to buy that.
Yeah. Or they got a bonus that year.
There was one time when they had $2,200 and they don't have it anymore at least.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to say, speaking of Christmas, I go through these topics too quickly, but I just want to, because it's whenever I don't bring them up and I forget and that's it. I am becoming the biggest apple pie whore.
Yeah.
I mean, spread me open.
I mean, I don't know if that's a Christmas thing.
Really? Like, it's not really, but like as apple, oh, I guess apple pie is like the summer too.
No, it's like a fall.
You're right. No, he's as American as apple pie, 4th of July.
I mean, apple pie is like a 365 days a year type thing.
Also, people are like, that's like saying water, Eric. Everyone eats apple pie probably, but I never did.
You never did.
I never had apple pie.
I mean, you're allergic to apples.
Correct. But if they're baked or fried or something, I can have it.
Yes.
And we went to a restaurant last month and we got as a dessert. Why did you order that, by the way?
You know, I'm full of surprises, aren't I?
I'm
really full of surprises.
You're a really good when in Rome kind of gal. Absolutely. Good. I like that about you.
Absolutely. Thank you. We went to a restaurant. I'm not a big dessert person at all, as you may know.
A loser.
Yeah, I'm a salty gal. Anyway, so for whatever reason, I was in the mood for dessert that day. Mm. I don't know if I think I maybe saw something online. I was like, ooh, I could go for a dessert tonight.
Okay.
They had a lot of good desserts on that menu.
Yeah.
Like I would have gotten, if we were with a bunch of people we knew, I would have just said, give us one of everything and let's try them all.
Let's dig in.
But I was like, let me ask him. Let me ask. I love, ask the waiter, like? Waitress type of gal.
Leanna does that at every restaurant. She'll be like, I'm just like one word, chicken, steak, fries. And she's like, okay, so if you were me and you had some time to kill, like I'm thinking between like the soup or like, I don't really like that. No.
Always.
And sometimes they'll give her a suggestion. She'll be like, I don't really like that sauce though. And the girl's like, I got a lot of tables.
No. I'm a very indecisive person. Like,
yeah, you and every woman that's ever existed.
And so when I go out to a restaurant, a couple things always catch my eye. Mm. So I like for other people to make the decision for me. So I like to ask them this or that. And if they say this, for the most part, I usually go with their saying. But anyway, so I asked him, I was like, what's your favorite dessert? And he said, I really like the apple cobbler or whatever it was. I don't know what it was. It was basically an apple pie, but it was like a crumbly, anyway.
Oh my God, it was sex.
And it was.
Oh my God.
Sex.
It was literally.
Sex.
It was divine.
That was kind of the best dessert I've ever had in my life. It was really good, right?
I think I have to agree. I've
never been in a restaurant.
Delicious.
My bar is not very high. To me, the gold standard 5-star greatest dessert at a restaurant ever is the triple chocolate meltdown from Applebee's. I mean, you're dealing with trash here. So
that is, I bet a lot of people would agree. And I bet even fancy people would agree with that.
I haven't had it in a while.
That is a decadent dish.
I haven't had one time. I think we had it like 4 years ago, and I do think like everything else that we love in America, the quality is suffering because it's just like shit's going down. It's getting cheaper and shittier. Mm-hmm. But I do think if you were in like 2006 and you got a triple chocolate meltdown, I mean, I don't know how the Food Network or Paris could compare to that. I'm not even kidding.
No, it's delicious.
Incredible with that ice cream.
Yeah.
But
they know what they're doing over there.
They know what they're doing. This apple pie that we had was insane. And then we go to HEB here. HEB, the unsung hero of Texas. Mm-hmm. God is high. Mm-hmm. It's like Target had sex with a supermarket. And I know that Target is a supermarket, but that there's Target is more of like the home, like life.
And this is section. More. This is grocery, more supermarket.
It's
yeah.
more supermarket, but it has great stuff. Love an HEB.
Love an HEB.
People in Texas love their HEB, and we are now HEB stands as well. So we got an apple pie the other day. I can't fucking believe how good that fucking thing was.
Yeah, it's really good.
I mean,
good.
Really good. So I'm late to the game, but I'm enjoying it. So if you love apple pie, I love you.
I think too, maybe going forward, we'll do the apple pie more. Because I want you to have an apple pie where the apples I prefer, which I know this probably isn't the typical way to do it, but when the apples are chopped up.
Okay.
These are like the apple slices. I like it better when it's chopped up.
Yeah, I did feel kind of dumb. I'm like, I'm just eating an apple now.
Yes.
It's all like a magical.
You get a little of everything.
Yeah.
It's easier that way when it's chopped up.
How about this? This is someone again. I don't know anything. But can you like chop them up so much that it's almost like an apple sauce and have yeah. it like a pumpkin pie or something? Like where like it's like
well,
the consistency
like
of like a pumpkin
pureed. Pie? No, that's pureed. It wouldn't bake. It would. Interesting. Yeah. No.
But I like cookies, and they're basically just like dough. There's nothing thick in there.
But you're not. You're not chopping up a fruit.
Like
you're not
batter. Is like just it's just liquid like a cake that rises. But there's no fruit in there, you're saying. All right.
Yeah, no, just get that idea out of your head.
I'm
going
to argue with you.
No, don't do that.
All right.
But I think if you chop it up really fine, not fine, but chop it up into little chunks, like how you made the chicken yesterday.
You like that, huh?
Like that, but imagine apples with the sauce.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, so this is a good opportunity. I got a message from a girl.
Mm.
I wrote, Leanna made me empanadas last night. Well, she made her, us empanadas.
We call them pastelillos, but... you would know it better as an empanada.
Pastelillo.
Anyway.
That's like some Puerto Rican shit, right? So Leanna's family is very culturally Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Your grandfather is from Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Okay. So.
My mom's 50%, which makes me 25%.
Correct. Which is.
Not a large amount.
You're not really Mark Anthony over here, marrying J-Lo. But
like you said, culturally, like my grandma took a lot of Puerto Rican,
correct.
Spanish.
Her husband is from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the cookout for Puerto Ricans? You're welcome to the cookout? Are you welcome to like the Puerto Rican Day Parade? You're welcome in the Bronx.
I don't even know if Puerto Ricans go to the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
You're welcome at Yankee Stadium.
I don't know. You're welcome to the Bronx. I don't know. I don't know what they would call that.
All right. Well, anyway, I put on my Instagram story. I'm like, oh, when you marry a Puerto Rican, because Leanna makes incredible. Her family, her grandma, her mom, they make the. I mean, I never really had Spanish food before. And what is Puerto Rican food? Like there is, isn't the rice and beans your or the soup your grandfather makes, that's like a Puerto Rican type soup?
I don't know if it's actually,
or like Spanish, because some shit's Mexican that I would say and maybe offend someone, but I'm just an idiot.
Well, it's a lot of Spanish.
Tacos are Mexican,
yeah, but I like, so Spanish food, I think every Spanish country has their own variation of it.
Okay.
But like the base will be rice with beans and meat, but everyone does it differently.
Got it.
So like the way we make it, is it Puerto Rican or is it just like general Spanish? I don't know. I mean, my grandma learned from Puerto Ricans. Okay. So I would think that it's more Puerto Rican style. I don't know.
I always thought that being with you, I've noticed that I think, there's a great place over here. This is the Dominican place. They make empanadas too, which are fire. Remember the one they make them with cheese?
Yes.
So anyway, I just like, when you marry a Puerto Rican, just fooling around, being like, because Leanna's she makes incredible.
I mean, not really
Spanish
fooling
food.
Around.
Well, just being like, I don't know. It was just also silly. Like, it's not really a... I don't feel cool because I marry. I don't feel like I'm fucking.
But it's like when you marry Puerto Rican.
I don't feel like I'm breaking boundaries here.
No, but
it's like I married Rosa Parks in 1930. All right,
just saying, honey. You're just saying when you marry Puerto Rican, this is what you eat.
Anyway, and some girl on fucking Instagram messaged me and was like, "You didn't. She's not Puerto Rican," or something like that. And I'm like, first of all, I don't even know you, lady. You don't even know her. But then I started thinking, it's like, okay, what is the what does it mean to be something? Like, I'm Italian, mm-hmm. but my dad. This is gonna be big news, right here, Leanna. New York, I swear to God, New York City. I think I've said this before. My dad's family. I don't know if I could say this out loud. I might lose my card. My dad's family has Irish in them.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's family has half O'Brien, half Jameson,
half O'Malley.
Not half. He's, what is he? My dad's 25% Irish.
So that makes you 12.5%
Irish.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm technically, I mean, I'm not even really a Paisan.
You're not full blooded.
I got one toe in, you know,
Ireland.
The pastrami and cabbage?
Corned beef.
I've never had that in my life. But obviously, culturally, I'm not even, I don't know anything about being Irish, but but I would also make jokes about Irish people and I'm like, hey, I'm Irish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a little bit Irish here. We're looking at.
Yeah, I just realized your whole chest is out.
Showing a little chest. You know, I like a chest.
Yeah, no, show it. Go for it. Show your Italian.
Anyway,
marriage.
I'm also sweating a little bit. So, you know,
what makes I'm someone sure, something?
I'm sure, you know, Conan O'Brien would not consider me Irish. Because I'm really not, especially culturally. I mean, look at me. Mm-hmm. I'm not really Irish. Yes, my grandma was half, but, you know, I don't really classify myself as that. And like, I'm sure certain people deep down have 3% German and fucking this and
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you? When are you something? Because you're only a quarter porter.
I'm a quarter porter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lot of things. I don't know exact percentages. I don't know. Am I white? I guess I'm white, but I do have some Latino. Spanish in me. I do have some Latina in me. So, when it asks on something, you know, when you have to fill out your things or whatever, and it says, are you white? Are you Hispanic? Now, this is a Puerto Rican. La, 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 la. This is a good song. That's a really good song.
That's a fucking great song. Really, oh my God, that's a great song. Mm. So yeah, I was thinking, like, I wonder what that is. So like, I said this one time, I think about it on an Instagram live, I was being silly. I think I was drunk on wine during the quarantine. I was like, can Drake's son say the N-word? What is the cutoff?
Because he's like, what? He's a quarter black?
And now he's a quarter black. Drake says the N-word like nobody's business. His dad obviously can. His dad's full black. Drake's half. Now his son's a quarter. So his son looks like Justin Timberlake, by the way. His son looks like the Justin Timberlake doll. Do you have it over there? Is the Justin Timberlake doll over there? Because Drake's son is, I'm dark. White. I'm darker than this kid. And look, let me see this.
Scary. He looks scary.
This is Drake's son. Okay. So
that's
as far
a good
as,
question.
Now Drake's son semen's in a white woman. Can his son say the N-word?
How then he would be what 5.5% 5.25%?
Yeah, no, he would be
He's 12.5%.
No, he's 25.
Oh, he's 25.
His son would be my amount of Irish.
Yeah.
Me saying Mick would be his son saying the N-word. So you know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know the rules. I don't know the rules. But for someone to say she's not Puerto Rican, how?
Maybe they want you to look like J-Lo.
How could you say that?
They don't know when no one's home. You know, you and your grandfather are, you know, grabbing each other and being like, oh, right this way. I walked into Leanna's house and it was this. Her grandfather...
That's I mean, my grandfather's from Puerto Rico. He's extremely Puerto Rican.
Yeah, so it's weird for me to be raised by that man and for people to, you know.
You can't say that I'm not. You can't say that I'm not.
I mean,
when
you are.
It's literally in my blood. So that's just stupid. I've said this before for sure.
Talk that talk, Leanne.
But how many times do people come up to me and start speaking Spanish to me?
You know, I used to make fun of you. And I said you're a fucking psychopath.
You told me I was a liar.
Absolutely. I looked you in the face and said, you are a liar. I wish to press divorce charges. And I've seen it happen at airports. I don't get it at all. To me, you look like an all-American
girl.
You look like what are the dolls Stella and Abby have? American girl. You look like an American Girl doll. You look like Ariel and Eric's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I'm not getting, you know, Vivian.
So I look like a mermaid.
I'm not getting Vivian Mi Vida vibe from you at all.
And yes, yesterday.
And when you speak Spanish, it's an abomination to the language.
You know what? I should learn.
Have you ever heard someone who's bilingual speak Spanish? You know what sounds like Spanish people, right?
Yeah.
Yours, you say Pablo, ben okay. You don't use their act. You're supposed to speak like them. You don't roll your R's. You don't. You know,
I can't roll my R's.
Vivir mi vida. Say that.
I can't.
Vivir mi vida.
I can't roll the R's. That's for sure.
I gotta
say. But you know what? I'm gonna learn this way. When people come up to me and start speaking Spanish, I can answer them A and B, so I can prove this bitch wrong that I am Puerto Rican.
If you start speaking Spanish, that'd be fucking incredible.
I'm gonna do it.
Matt's dad is also Puerto Rican.
He can speak Spanish.
And one time he was somewhere. This is my favorite story ever.
This is the best
story ever. I wanna have this happen to me in life.
Yeah.
I wanna learn a language just for this.
This is the best.
He's getting like his car washed or his tires detailed. Something was happening, and there were Spanish workers, and his dad asked them to do something. And they were like, yeah, okay. And then they said to each other in Spanish, like, don't worry about this asshole or something like that. So my friend Matt's dad repeated the instructions in Spanish.
That's amazing.
That is like a movie. That's like a fucking movie.
That is amazing. Oh my God. I want to do that. There's this kid on TikTok. He speaks like every language and like crazy languages too.
I'm gonna come.
Like I don't know if it's called, what were we laughing at the other day? Oh, we were playing this game. Oh, we were playing Scattergories.
Mm-hmm.
And the letter was P.
Okay.
And it was languages.
Okay.
And I put Filipino. And guess what? Filipinos do speak Filipino, but for some reason the language starts with an F.
That is, I would have gave it to you. I would have gave it to you.
But anyway, there's this kid on TikTok. He speaks a million different languages and crazy, like he'll speak, I don't know if people in Nigeria speak Nigerian, I don't know what it's called, but like languages like that. And he's a very, very white person. And he'll go into like, say, a Nigerian deli or whatever, and he'll say, like, he'll speak to them in English first, and he brings in their language, and they all like drop what they're doing, and they like it's so cool, and they're fascinated by him.
Nigerian is fucking hilarious. From a white guy, that's hysterical.
He knows crazy languages. Crazy.
Spanish is like, no one's Spanish. I mean, if I was a Spanish speaking person, I wouldn't really be so sure everyone around me doesn't know Spanish. That's like B. You know, it's in like what, 20 years, 10 years, that's gonna be like probably more spoken in America than English.
Probably.
So
hold on.
But Nigerian, Arabic, those are wild.
Before we move on, I saw another TikTok of this girl who was extremely white looking, like almost had red hair. She was half Cuban, but she was super white looking. But her dad was from Cuba, so she spoke Spanish. And she was in some place or something.
You should start sending me these videos so we can play them on the podcast.
I know, I'm sorry.
Or save them.
But basically, similar to what this woman said, no, she's not. She's not Puerto Rican. This girl, she was in a situation and maybe started speaking Spanish. And this woman who was Cuban said to her, you're not Cuban. And she was like, well, my dad's like 100% Cuban. So I'm half Cuban and like, yeah, I speak Spanish.
Mm.
And she was like, no, you're not. She basically told her, no, you're not Cuban.
Mm.
So maybe people are territorial over...
I think that it comes from racism and the history of racism. If you don't look Puerto Rican, you don't get the
card.
You don't get the discrimination that Puerto Ricans may feel.
So
you get the best of both worlds.
That's true. You
get to be cool and hip and Puerto Rican, and also no one ever mistreats you, because there are, you know, people are, you know, oh, you're telling me you're black and no one treats you differently. Like,
yeah.
I could see where that comes from.
I get that.
Louis C.K., I think, is like Mexican. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
He speaks Spanish. Louis C.K.
Really?
Ginger ass Louis C.K. Yeah. So
well, good for him.
I think also, I think that only Americans do this shit. I don't think that other countries tear each other apart this much.
I'll go as far as saying, I don't even know if other states
It's do a very this. New York thing you're saying?
It's a very New York thing that we do.
I smell you're cooking.
What are you? I feel like we were in a situation recently where that happens and they were like, what do you mean? Like they didn't understand what we were asking.
Yeah, they don't know their percentages as much. I don't think our friend Caitlin, who's from Ontario, California, I don't think she knows her fucking bloodline breakdown like we do.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to sound woke, but that might be stemmed. It might stem from racism in America. Mm. Like, well, what are you? I can't let you in here. What is your genetic makeup? I need to know what it is because we don't like none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
That is a good point. So maybe. We should stop. I mean, and really, we're American.
Bro, I can't.
We're American. We were born in America. Our parents are born. We're born in America. We're American.
I can't stress that enough.
Mm-hmm.
At one of my shows recently, I don't think it made it to the special because I just started fucking around on stage. But I was like, you know, I love when a New Yorker's like, I'm fucking Italian. Like they're walking around in Milan being like, I don't fucking know what all that. No, you're not Italian. Yeah. Okay. Like it's ridiculous. Like the Italians in fucking in the offices of Gucci designing a new blazer being like, oh, like, yo, that shit's fucking, that shit's trash, bro.
It's very different. It's very different. It's very, very different.
Oh my God. So yeah, that's why I never really felt comfortable being like, yeah, I'm Italian because I feel like a fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
My brother's friend's dad is from Italy. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when he would go to, he speaks Italian. His dad, his parents have been in Staten Island for fucking 80 years. They still have incredibly strong Italian accents. And when he would go to Italy, they'd call him the American boy.
Mm-hmm.
He was not, you know, Italian, but mm-hmm. people are fucking, you know, they were in their own thing. Speaking of TikTok, I wanted to bring this up because I wanted you to, I wonder if I could find it.
My God.
Wait, this woman. This woman is. This is the greatest woman.
Go down.
I wish she was my fucking grandma.
Oh, I guess. Oh, there you go. Oh,
we got a hole. Comes up. So okay.
I sent you her most recent.
This is it.
Okay. So look, it's her most recent's not her best work though.
You're right. So let's go to one.
Go to an old one.
Let's go to. I'll pull. Well, let me pause this.
Grandma Sheila brought to.
Okay, so this is this girl. I guess she has her own business. Anyway, she her grandma comes over and she's always giving her shit. Basically, like she's just like a really
she
fucking
always
sweetie.
Brings.
They have to be. She's definitely. This is definitely New York.
Definitely, okay. It has to be.
And her bag of stuff.
Oh, I brought each of you egg salad. You like egg salad?
Yes.
All right. So now let me explain. So I bought egg salad for everybody. So I bought a bag of mini bagels, and I cut them in half, and I put plastic.
Genius. Genius, by the way. A guy at a bagel store told me to do that.
And you take it out. You don't have to.
Oh, that's so smart.
Okay.
She's a genius.
I bought these little.
I love these.
These again.
And it's like there's no chocolate, there's no strawberry.
I agree with her though. They're bland.
Pound cakes. They're delicious. Pancakes are pancakes. Pound cakes are delicious. They're intimate.
Anybody want tissues? Need tissues?
I love.
Nobody likes tissues. She said. Toothpaste. Toothpaste. She just shops and gives them shit.
She buys random stuff and she just gives it away.
Anybody like black olives in little containers?
Black olives.
My mom.
I'd like peaches in those.
Yeah,
cups.
Me too.
How fucking cute is she?
She's so cute. She's funny.
She's the most New York woman there is.
She really is. I love that. And you know, it's definitely New York because she goes to ShopRite.
Oh, okay.
I love when she takes the stuff out. She says what it is. And then she looks around the room to see.
Like nobody wants this?
Like who wants it?
Wait, you guys don't want tissues? And yeah, she does this. Her name is Allie's Banana Bread, A-L-L-I-E-S.
Grandma's name is Sheila, though.
If you put Grandma Sheila, and I found this immediately. Mm. Or TikTok has the best search engine in the world. I don't know if you noticed that. I've never not found the exact video I was looking for on
really?
TikTok. Ever. Within like one word of me typing. It's insanely good. Anyway, Yeah, I just, first of all, she's so sweet, but it's also so funny.
It's so funny.
Because it's like, Grandma, I don't know. I mean, I don't need toothpaste right now. But she's so sweet. I mean, she just like has a spending problem.
Yeah, she has a spending problem. She's probably bored.
Yeah.
I think she like coupon clips too. Like she always gets stuff like if there's deals or whatever, if they're giving stuff away.
She's the fucking best, man. I wish I had Grandma Sheila.
She's so funny.
All right, so I guess that's it, folks. I had a lot of fun. How do you think of this news? I think this new system works out.
I'm going to come.
It's pretty well. Very easy, huh? Right? It's very easy to pull up things.
Right?
For us to enjoy things together.
You can hear it.
And then it'll be easier for you to edit.
This goes right on YouTube right now. And this audio goes right onto the podcast, onto like listeners. And there's nothing I got to do. The audio is already mixed.
Because of this, we're more likely to be on top of the podcast.
Definitely.
Because the editing was a big thing.
Yep.
A big reason as to why a lot of the times we didn't get podcasts out on time is because it's like, oh, we didn't like what we were talking about. And then on top of that, the editing and da 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 da.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And all right, folks, we love you so much.
Love you guys. It's thanks a new for day. Listening. It's and, a new dawn. It's a new day.
I swear to God, good. New York City. So we'll see how it goes. And we love you so much. And we will talk to yous next week.
Next week.